It's kind of funny. Folks said, well, how are they going to let the visitor go first? I said, well, they know me well enough to know my voice gives out after about three songs. They felt sorry for me, so put me at the head of the ticket. 251. 251. And let me check myself to make sure that I'm in the ballpark. Okay. How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light goes through? Your mind felt at ease. How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you? How long has it been since you knew?
Two hundred fifteen. Can we sing all of it, all of the song? Or how many verses we need to sing? All right, let's sing all of it. Okay. 215. Pardon? Okay. So, hear me when I call, O God, my righteousness. Unto Thee I come in weakness and distress. Hold my trembling hand, lest helpless I should fall. Oh, hear me, Lord, hear me. Oh, hear me when I call. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. More and more I need Thy mercy and Thy care. Clouds of doubt arise, and faith grows weak and small. Oh, hear me, Lord, hear me. Oh, hear me when I call. Hear my voice, O God, and cleanse my soul within. Mercy do I need for all my doubts and sin. Only in Thy grace I trust my all in all. Oh, hear me, Lord, hear me. Oh, hear me when I call. Hear my prayer, there, O God, I need thy cleansing power. Let me feel thee near each moment of each hour. Oh, my trembling hand, lest helpless I should fall. Oh, hear me, Lord, hear me. Oh, hear me when I call.
When in the better land, before the bar we stand, how deeply grieved our soul will be if any lost one there should cry in deep despair. You never mention him. Yet never
682. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave up His Son, who yielded His life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done, great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done.
Sing number 510. We'll just sing all the verses. Let's sing.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand, and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land, where my possessions lie. We will rest in the fair, happy land by and by, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore. O'er all those wide extended plains shines one eternal day. There God the Son forever reigns, and scattered night away. We will rest in the fair and happy land by and by, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore. When shall I reach that happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see my Father's face and in His bosom rest? We will rest in the fair and happy land by and by, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb
Number 62 in your supplement, 62. Number 62 in our supplements.
He took my burdens all away up to a brighter day. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. A wonderful song I now can sing. In my heart joy bells ring. He gave me a song. A wonderful song.
He gave me a song.
To sing about.
He lifted me
from sin and doubt. Oh, praise His name.
He is my King.
A wonderful song
He is to me.
I am redeemed, no more to die, never to say goodbye. He gave me a song,
a wonderful song.
And some of these days in that fair land, sing with a chorus grand.
He gave me a song,
a wonderful song.
He gave me a song
to sing about.
He lifted me
from sin and doubt. Oh, praise His name.
He is my King.
A wonderful song
He is to me.
When this passing world is done, when has sunk yon glaring sun, when I stand with Christ on high, looking o'er life's history, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then how much I owe. When I stand before the throne, dressed in beauty not my own, when I see Thee as Thou art, love Thee with unsinning heart, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then how much I owe. E'en on earth as through a glass, darkly let Thy glory pass. Make forgiveness feel so sweet. Make Thy Spirit's help so meet. E'en on earth, Lord, make me know something of how much I owe.
Number 95, sing the first and third verse.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. God. Calvary, Calvary, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is there near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Number 73 in the supplement book, High Above the Seraphim, we'll sing all three verses of this song. All right, let us sing.
High above the seraphim sounds an everlasting hymn. Voices echo through the hall and shake the temple wall. Living creatures bless the King. 24 elders sing, worthy he who overcame, the word of God his name. Praise the seed of Abraham, all dominion to the Lamb. Sing of him in glory slain, Lord God Almighty reigns. Shout the God-breathed prophecy, he who was will ever be. Kings of earth have passed away, the Son is Lord this day. Night to night I come to him, kneel before his diadem. While a thousand thousand sing, I fall before the King. Soon will he be changing me, clothed in immortality, swallowed up in victory, and evermore to be.
Trying to break in a new Bible, and it ain't that easy sometimes. I want to thank everyone who led the singing tonight. Everybody did an outstanding job leading our thoughts as we sang to worship the God of heaven and admonish one another. My heart went back to that little old town of Charlotte, Tennessee, when we sang, "When This Passing World Is Done." And I thought about that congregation who would lift the roof with their voices singing, and one lady who brought Tess Breeden, who sat behind me, Robert's sister-in-law. That was one of her favorite songs, and we enjoyed that. And so tonight, that just really meant a lot to sing that. Just to know, if I can know a little bit of what I owe now, one day I'll see what I really owe when I see the face of my Savior. In the fourth psalm, we sang a song tonight about "Hear me when I call." And the psalmist David makes that plea in verse 1 when he said, "O God, my righteousness." David wasn't pleading according to his righteousness, but he recognized he would plead according to the righteousness of God. And he said, "According to your righteousness, O God, hear me when I call. When I lift up my voice in prayer, O Lord, you relieve me in my distress and have mercy on me and hear my prayer." I appreciate the words of David, the psalmist of old, the sweet psalmist of Israel, that he recognized that it was God's mercy that would lend the ear to a man who was a sinner. And David said, "Hear me, O Lord, when I call." But then if you take your Bible and turn to the 27th Psalm, you'll find that in verse 7 there's another statement made, and again it's by David. And David said in verse 7, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice." Again, David is pleading with the God of heaven that when he lifts up his voice in prayer, that God would heed him. Then he said, "Have mercy also upon me and answer me." That's the second time that when David made the plea that God to hear him, he also pled for mercy. Without mercy and grace, we couldn't go with confidence before the throne of God. Hebrews 4, 15 and 16. But notice he said, "When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart said to you, 'Your face, Lord, I will seek.' Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me." What a beautiful prayer from the lips of the king of Israel, David, when he said, "I recognize one thing. When I pray to the God of heaven, he hears my call. I will seek his face, and he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Even if my parents do, my God will not." And thus he said, "I will seek the face of God." But then if you have your Bible, in the 28th Psalm, David makes a similar statement again. He said, "To you I will cry, O Lord my rock. Do not be silent to me, lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands toward you in holy sanctuary." Again, a third time, David prays that God will listen to his supplication. Now tonight, you know what we need? We need people that are in Christ, who've put on Christ in baptism, who've been raised up to make the plea to God, "Hear me when I call. Lord, if I seek your face, will you not hear my plea? Lord, if I seek to follow you, will you not listen?" And notice what we can call God. We can call God one who will take care of us even if all else forsake us. We can call him our rock. We can call him our righteousness. And we can understand that he will aid us. I think about that prayer. I think about three times David said, "When I cry, O God, hear my prayer." I'll ask you something. Do you believe God hears your prayer? Many times God may not answer our prayer the way we want, but you know one thing I've learned? God hears the prayer of his people. Secondly, what are we praying for? And notice, are we seeking his face? Is prayer just like a good luck charm that we're just throwing up? That we just say, "Now, Lord, I'm at the end of the rope, and here's the last thing I've got. Will you help me now?" Or do we pray continuously and seek his face? And then finally, when we have God as our Father, when we are in a right relationship with him, then we can say, "He is my rock." I like that statement. Years ago, there was a song out, and the song said, "Lean on me." And it was sung by a young person. And I heard one old preacher say, "Here's a young boy doesn't have even his grown, mature teeth yet. He's still got his baby teeth, and he's telling me to lean on him." He said, "What am I leaning on?" He said, "I'll tell you what you need to lean on. Who you need to lean on is the one who has all the power in the universe to help you." And tonight, my prayer is, if you've never been baptized, you will hear the call of God when he says, "Come unto me," if you want God to hear your call when you beg him and seek his face. If you need to obey the gospel, we pray you come as together we stand.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to its brink.
'Tis the fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a living stream with its crystal gleam from the throne of life. Now it flows. While the waters roll, let the weary soul hear the call that forth freely goes. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a living well, and its waters swell, and eternal life they can give. And we joyful sing, ever spring, O spring, as we haste to drink and to live. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a rock that's cleft, and no soul is left that may not its pure water share. 'Tis for you and me, and its stream I see. Let us hasten joyfully there. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all.
Appreciate the presence of everyone this evening. If there's no more announcements at this time, we'll be led in closing prayer by